Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone. I am your host, Ambassador Hagen, and we're here on NBA on the Blog Talk Radio. So why not call a friend, call a neighbor, and get ready to enjoy with us as we go back into phase two, where the International Ambassador is hosting the first group. Let's go back into the congregation.
Knowing you can carry them on. Now, Lord, we look to thee by faith, believing in your word, because you said in your word anything we asked in your name, you would do it. And we ask you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Lord, to be a fence all around them. Find every evil spirit that come their way. Lord, reach out and touch and give deliverance. Lift them up where they belong. And we ask you to go with them and stand by them. Lead them and guide them and protect them. Keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we thank you for it. Thank God. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Thank you. All right, anyone else? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for how you,
thank you,
left us a record in your word about Jonah, how he tried to go to Tarshish rather than Nineveh. But when he made it to Tarshish, God, and came out of the belly of the whale, you let him make a 3 days journey in one day. You can do that, Lord. Those kids there in Ferguson who missed so much time because of the situation there in Ferguson. Oh, God, you can let them make a 3 days journey in one day. What they missed, the time they missed. Oh, God, you can make it up. You can look on Dr. Diggs and give her divine wisdom with some things that have never been done in Ferguson before. You can do it, Lord. I've had you to do it for me. You can do it for her. Give her ideas that will baffle the minds of the others in the school district. Oh, God, it's not her, but it's you. Baffle the minds of those in the school district with some of the ideas that you give to her. Let it be a blessing to this woman and help her in a divine, divine way. Nobody moves in the divine arena but you. And so I'm asking you to give her divine wisdom. Bless, 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 Lord, all the money that she missed while they were off. Some way, somehow, make it up. Let her make a 3 days journey in one day. Give it back to her. And everything that the cankerworm, the palmer worm, and the locust ate up, Lord, restore it back to her in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, restore it. I need for you to just say restore, Dr. Diggs. Just say restore.
Restore. Restore. Hallelujah. Restore. Restore. Hallelujah. No, 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 no. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Restore. Thank you, Jesus.
Restore. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We feel your pain, Dr. Diggs, but God feels it more. He understands it better than I do or anybody else, because I remember that God had people to take his son and treat him like he was a dog, worse than a dog. Put big old nails in his hands and feet, hung him on a cross and pierced him in the side. He had to stand there and watch, because his son was accomplishing a mission. But there was so much pain, not just for his son, but unto God. He sees you. He knows all about what you're going through. And he will restore. I got that word from him. He says he will restore. And let us be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Amen. Just depend on him to restore it. He'll show you great and mighty works that you never really thought of. And he will restore it. Some things will come to you. Ideas will come to you. And before you know it, while you're trying to figure it out, how you're going to do it, God will have already worked it out for you. because he is a restorer. Yeah, he restored the walls of Jerusalem. Got in Sanballat, who tried to come against it, but he restored the walls of Jerusalem. Yeah. If he can restore the walls of Jerusalem, he can restore the walls in your house. Amen. Catch up the bills and everything else. It's going to be all right. We'll play that song when I get ready to go off today. I got a feeling that everything will be all right. That's for you. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you. You're welcome. You're welcome. Got to move this morning. Anybody got a prayer request? I'm going to open up the prayer line. Amen. Is Ambassador Pfeiffer, are you on the line this morning?
God bless you. Yes, I am. I was on
Can you get
God
the prayer request? And Ambassador Stern, can you pray this morning if you're there? Amen. Go ahead and get the prayer request and we'll
Excuse
see about
me, Dr. Johnson?
Yes.
Please forgive me. This is Ambassador and like Sister Gina. I believe you had asked, just a reminder, you had asked Missionary Hendricks to give her testimony today.
Yes, all right. Thank you so much. That's my special assistant. She's doing a great job. All right. Thank you so much, Missionary Hendricks. Come on, please. Are you there?
Yes,
you
want to
hear that testimony.
Yes, I am, Dr. Johnson. We
all
are
right.
In the spirit of Christ. Amen. Dr. Johnson, I thank God for you. Amen. Praise the Lord for Mother Johnson, everybody on the prayer line, I just give God praises. I only know I've got just a few minutes, but I thank God for being here this morning. Dr. Johnson, I thank God because you wrote me two letters, and every once in a while I take those letters and I read them. I got them stored up. I thank God. I talked to you twice on the telephone. You prophesied to me. I just thank God. I thank God for being here. All the ambassadors. To my pastor, Bishop Hagin, Ambassador Hagin, God is good. And my testimony is this, because I know I got to fast forward and don't have just a few minutes. But amen, I praise the Lord. I was married for 21 years, three children. I praise the Lord, you know. And then I want to say something that will help somebody to don't give up, don't throw in the towels, just hang in there. Amen, because God will come through. He will restore everything that the locust, the cankerworm, caterpillar, the palmer worm, everything else ate up, because he's a God, hallelujah, that is not unrighteous to forget our labor of love. Now, I wanted to say that because I was married for 21 years, hallelujah, and he decided, you know, we had went out separate ways, and he married up to somebody else, praise the Lord. To fast forward and make it short, whenever he married to somebody else in so many years, he stayed with her, you know, whatever. And I'm trying to tell it fast. And when he passed away, amen.
Take your time.
Amen. When he passed away, she would not bury him because she said there was no insurance. Praise the Lord. You know, I thought he was too intelligent not to have insurance. But anyway, he didn't have no insurance, Dr. Johnson. Praise you, Jesus. So the funeral home director started calling me. Praise the Lord. And she said that she refused to bury him, you know, because she had to have her money. And this is a small area where I live. And so she started, just kept on calling me. And by me being married to him 21 years, I decided to just go to the bank. I didn't want to get out, but I went to the bank told the bank, the loaner, what I needed to do. So I borrowed so many plus thousands of dollars to do that, to bury him, and she refused and everything. But anyway, I did that. Praise you, Jesus. And that was over 30 years ago, Dr. Johnson, that was over 30 years ago. So maybe about a year or so ago, I got this letter in the mail. So I'm a person, I'm guilty of throwing away mail, what I think we call junk mail. So when I got this letter in the mail, I thought it was junk. I said, now what do I have, you know, to do this? You know, how am I connected with this? So I started to throw it away, Dr. Johnson, but I was prompt to open it. I don't know why. I guess it was the Holy Ghost. I was prompt to open it. I opened that letter, Johnson, and 30 years, I started reading, and it said, Miss Hendricks, we've been trying to get hold of you for 30 years. And I said, I kept on reading. It took my attention. I kept on reading. 30 years you tried to get hold of me. And so what it was, when he and I first married, he had got insurance. Well, I forgot completely about that because that 30 years had gone by. Hallelujah. And I kept on reading and said we had tried to get in touch with you because you was married to such and such a person and he had insurance. And I got interested in them because it got interesting. So my daughter was here from Maryland, so I gave the letter to her, and it said that in this insurance that you had 30 years ago, your husband had 30 years ago, we gonna send you $4,000. That's what the paper said. And I said, okay.
Hallelujah.
And so I threw $4,000. I said, oh, that's good. You know, praise the Lord. So to fast forward it, when I received the letter back from the insurance company, Dr. Johnson, hallelujah, they wrote another letter. And they told me, said, Miss Hendricks, he said, because of 30 years, the interest has added up. So I got a check in the mail for almost $15,000 with interest. God will restore.
Hallelujah.
Said, you hang in there and don't give up and don't throw in the towel. All those many years, he restored that. He restored it back to me with interest. God is good. Just do what's right. Thank you, Lord.
That's a wonderful testimony, Missionary Hendricks. God bless you. And that's to encourage many people on this line. I said the other day, we prayed and asked God to release inheritances. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I would consider that kind of like an inheritance. Thank God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And Dr. Diggs, God's going to restore it. Don't worry about it. Amen. He may send you a letter. You don't know. Or something you've forgotten about. But he will restore. God bless you. Thank you so much, Missionary Hendricks. And thank you, Ambassador-elect Dina Hodges, for helping us with that. God bless you. Anybody have a prayer request? Good morning, Ambassador Pfeiffer.
I'm having a problem with my head. I know this is already coming from the neck area, but I need prayer for my head. It's been giving me problems. I've got all the balance in this. And it's hurting, so I need prayer for my head today.
Praise God. Sister Peterson needs prayer for her head. Oh, God bless you, Sister Peterson. Thank God for you. And we honor the Lord this morning for the prayer line and all that has been said and done. Thank God. We didn't want to miss that report from Missionary Hendricks, and we just thank God for her and her liberty on this prayer line, and thank you so much. We enjoyed that. We thank God. Anyone else with the prayer request this morning?
Good morning. Hi, this is Diane. Can you hear me?
Somebody's breathing heavily in the phone. Amen. Please stop that. Go ahead.
This is Buffy Johnson from Indianapolis. I'm just asking y'all to pray for Sunday night. It was a little young lady. She was 15 years old. And somebody killed her and butt her up. And the parents got to have a fit. So I'm asking y'all to pray for that family. The nice looking young lady. Somebody brought her up.
Do you have a name, Mother Johnson?
No, ma'am, I don't have a name. No, I don't.
All right. We will pray for the bereaved then.
Well, really sad. I mean,
praise God.
And I just ask y'all to pray for that family.
Was that in Indianapolis?
Yes, sir.
Right.
They abducted her and took her to a building, and I don't know what they did, but anyway, they just set her on fire. You could see where she was laid at, and then she just burned up.
Right.
15 years old.
And I do want to add on to that. Last night, I wish many could have been on the youth prayer line. We talked about some of these things where some of these random murders and killings and things are happening out of the just odd things are happening, and no one has a reason or any explanation for it. And if you listen to the youth prayer line, we were talking about some of these things, and that will explain sometimes some things that are happening, because on the youth prayer line, we shout it out. And I hope that everyone can join on Thursday night. There's a initiation in gangs where they are supposed to go to your house, go to your bank, go to your job, go to your children, and just kill someone randomly, not knowing who they are or what they are about, but just walk up to them and do a random killing. And it doesn't matter how they do it, in the opening or where, but it's being done. And some of these unexplained murders, unresolved killings, sometimes that's where they're coming from. So we have to pray. And we want to also place on here tonight the youth that are being encouraged or indoctrinated by these gang members. So let's pray for our youth, that we as parents do the right thing at home. It has to start at home first. So we're thanking God for that. And thank you so much, Mother Johnson, because random killings need to stop. Anyone else?
Good morning, this is Diane.
Can you hear me?
Ambassador Pfeiffer. This is Lily Vance from Alabama. And I just thank God for Dr. Johnson, and that's Chief Ambassador Dr. Johnson, and Ambassador Betty, and Mother Adelaide Johnson, and everyone that's on the prayer line and praise line. I just thank God for being alive this morning. And I enjoyed the youth prayer line last night. It was a blessing. I had two youth on there, and they glued their ears to the phone. So it was a blessing. I wish every youth could have heard it last night about how the different things about the gangs and what they do. But I am asking prayer for my nephew who is going to a court in about 4 hours. And he's in West Virginia, that the Lord will favor him to come out without a trial. And I'm also asking prayer for Mother Adelaide Johnson's grandson, who is going before board, and Sister Gerald's son, and many others, that they would be released. God will favor them. God bless all of you, and I love you.
Thank God. She's asking prayer. What is your nephew's name, first name?
Levante Page, L-A-V-O-N-T-E, Levante.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good morning.
God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516. Good morning, Dr. Johnson. And also good morning, Dr. Pfeiffer, everyone. Please keep my daughter in prayer. Please, it's her first day at school. She isn't feeling good. She has not been feeling good from the past 2 days. So keep her in prayer. And also I'm asking for strength for myself. I go back to work this week, but due to the fact I have to take care of my kids. And as a teacher, just for strength to just continue first God and taking care of my family. And thank you very much, and God bless.
God bless you, Sister Jennifer. Praise God.
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Pfeiffer. How are you? This is Evangelist Johnson.
Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to put Evangelist Jean Maynard on the prayer list, Elder Paul Watkins, and I would like to put my pastor, Superintendent Kemper, on the prayer list, and my son, that God would bless him to have a safe trip. He's taking the Amtrak this morning, and he will be here Saturday, that he will have a safe trip, and to keep me in prayer.
What is your son's first name?
Cleveland.
All right. God bless you.
And Mother Dr. Pfeiffer, and I would like for you all to pray for my dad. He lives in Chicago, and he will be 94 years old on Saturday. And I ask you all to pray for him because he hasn't been feeling well.
Oh,
his name is Richard, Elder Richard Johnson.
Praise God. Yeah, man. All right. Amen. We'll take a couple more, and then we will ask Ambassador Stern if she would do the prayer. God bless you.
Good morning.
Ambassador,
good morning. Can you hear me?
This is Ambassador Elect Prophetess Stitt. I would request that you all continue to lift my father in prayer, Frank Stitt. He is still in the hospital. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. God bless you, Prophetess Stitt. Amen.
Good morning. This is Diane.
Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I'd like to put Mother Phyllis Osby on the prayer line, and also Mother Smith and Mother Daniels.
And what was the first name, Mother Johnson?
Phyllis Osby.
Osby, thank you.
And Harry Smith.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Daniel's first name. Mother Daniels, Mother Smith.
All right. God bless you. All right. It is requested. Eunice
Daniels.
Mother Daniel, Mother Smith, and Mother Osby.
Yes, please.
All right. All right. God bless. Thank you so much. And we do thank God for those that have placed their prayer requests here. And the hour is almost spent. And it is requested that Ambassador Patricia Stern do the prayer this morning. And we will turn it over into your hands. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. Thanks. God bless you. I'm going to be obedient unto the man of God and to the Spirit of the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all is my prayer, and I ask that you would continue to pray for me. I've been up under a little attack my own self, praise the Lord, but I'm still going to be obedient. I ministered all weekend, really, really ministered, and I must have gotten real, real wet in perspiration, and praise the Lord, just a small testimony, when I left from my church without changing, and I just went home. Praise the Lord, but I should have changed before I left and got out of the wet clothes, and because of that, I got a real bad attack. I'm doing a little bit better, but I could do better, but I'm going to believe God. As I pray for others, God will bless me as well. Mm-hmm. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence this morning, and in your presence is fullness of joy. And God, we just thank you for all that we've heard up under the heavens this morning on the prayer line. We thank you, O God, for our ambassador. Oh, God, Vernot Johnson. Thank you, O God, how he's leading us into a higher level of expectation. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, touch the Johnson family this morning, oh, God. Oh, God, we pray for even double strength for them. Oh, God, as they bless others, oh, God, bless them as well. And, God, we thank you for missionary Hendricks this morning that blessed us, oh, God, with that great praise report of restoration, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Because, God, if you did it for 30 years ago, you're still the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And as we in prayer over your people this morning, oh, God, today in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, this is the prayer line. This is the first fruit prayer line, and we pray, and we, oh, God, give praise reports and lift up one another through encouraging words, through the word of God, through experiences. Oh, God, through right now testimonies. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, touch Sister Peterson this morning for this headache, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, release it. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Heck, oh God, morning, in the name of God, believe you, oh God, that the prayers of the righteous, hey, my God, availeth much, oh God, and bless her with that headache as we speak right now and speak a word to her, oh God. We ask right now, Satan, you take your hands off of Mother Peterson. She is a child of God, a woman of God, oh God, faithful to the ministry, faithful unto you, oh God, and we know it's just an attack of the enemy, but we believe you right now, God, that you're going to heal her head and and anybody else that is going through headaches and, oh, God, any kind of aches and pains and body like pain, oh, God, let them be up under this same prayer in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, this morning, Brother Johnson, oh, God, a compassion, oh, God, for this family that lost a daughter, oh, God, to a murdering. Ah, my God, we come praying this morning for that murdering demon that is loose in the land this morning, God, and we put a prayer over that murdering demon. Oh, God, this morning, we know right now, God, that just like the enemy is loose, oh, God, God is still loose with the prayer of the righteous in the name of Jesus, and he's going out, oh God, and he's knocking on our door and knocking on our heart, oh God, because we know, oh God, that prayer can kill that murdering demon, just like that murdering demon will kill souls. We know that prayer will kill a murdering demon, oh God, and our heart goes out to the parents, oh God, that's losing their children to gain busters, God, in the name of Jesus. But, oh, God, open up our hearts and open up our spirits, oh, God. I feel, oh, God, that we need to pray around the clock, oh, God. We need to have a prayer circle in the saints of God, oh, God, that will pray around the clock, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, this morning, touch, we pray, Lord God. It's one thing to lose a child when you know that they're sick, Lord, but to lose them to the hands of the enemy, oh, God, that's a bitter pain in the name of Jesus. And, God, we pray right now that you restore that family. Oh, God, we can't bring them back, but, oh, God, what the enemy meant for evil, we pray that souls will be saved and delivered off that one child in the name of Jesus. And, God, we'll pray right now, oh God, that Ambassador Fife on the line. Don't forget about us, Lord God, because you have no respect of person. We're one body fitly joined together, and that's why you put it in your word, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Yes, we have denominations, but God, you have one church, and let us look like one church in the name of Jesus, and the church is us, oh God, this morning. We thank you, and God, I just thank you for healing my body, hallelujah. I'm thanking you in advance. I had fever, but I know the fever is breaking. I couldn't even talk on yesterday, but thank you, God, that I can use my voice to lift up the name of Jesus. Sometimes I'm quiet, but that don't mean that I'm laid down. It's because I'm taking it in, and I come up like a giant with the shield in my hand. Oh, God, this morning, we thank you, and we praise you, and we give you the glory. Touch Sister Geraldine Hughes. She didn't know that I saw her the other day coming out of the post office. Oh, God, with a can in her hand, leaning against the rail, but God bless the Lord God. My heart goes out to her. I always was around the elderly. I was always around my grandmothers, oh God, and I learned from an early age how to respect my elders. Oh God, this morning, we pray for the youth, but let the youth learn how to respect the elders in the name of Jesus. Put the dignity and the respect back in our children. They come on my son. Oh God, sometimes I just get so mad with the enemy, and I get angry with the saints of God that know how to pray. they won't travail. They got other things to do. Hallelujah. But you call us to prayer. You call us to be prayer warriors. Hey, glory to God this morning. Let the fire ring in the earth. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah this morning. Lord, we love you. And we thank you for everything, Lord God. We won't complain, but we thank you. Thank you for
thank
the
strength
of our feeling.
Thank you
for
Thank you.
That I was introduced to 1,000 praises, and I don't let a day go by unless I take the time by myself and give you the praise. I don't.
Thank you.
Praise is
going. Thank you, Lord.
Lord,
thank you.
Glory.
Thank you.
My God, hallelujah.
Lord, touch the children as they go on the bus, as they walk the school.
Lord, Jesus.
He says, no weapon formed against them shall prosper.
No weapon.
Oh, God, you say, condemn it. We condemn that bullet. We condemn them. Oh, God, let them go to school healthy and learn, oh, God, and not have to worry about the enemy. Oh, God, and I won't say y'all. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Have your way in your hands, Ambassador, back in the hands of Ambassador Johnson.
God bless you. What a wonderful, marvelous.
Dr. Johnson, God just wanted you to bring that prophecy forth so that Dr. Stearns could be restored. He knew that she needed healing.